The Heart and Stroke Foundation on a Tuesday, and Sean Hassani is standing by to talk to us this morning. And Sean Hassani is the nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Sean Hassani, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Wayne. Thank you, and morning to the listeners.
And Sean Hassani, today talking about heart attacks. That's our topic. To kick off, what is a heart attack?
Thank you for a good question. A heart attack is usually a medical emergency, and it happens when the heart muscle is starved of oxygen and nutrients. This will then lead to an injury or to death to the heart tissue. So this typically happens when its own blood supply from the coronary artery is cut off or significantly reduced. So if you think that you are experiencing a heart attack, or someone you know is experiencing a heart attack, you should call an ambulance immediately, because if it's not treated immediately, it can be fatal.
Okay. And what are the causes of a heart attack? You know, what causes the heart to have a, you know, or what causes a heart attack?
There is quite a variety of different factors that can cause a heart attack. This usually they develop gradually due to the damage to the heart as well as the blood vessels. And after a long time, they can then lead to heart attack. So the major cause of a heart attack is coronary heart disease, where the arteries become narrowed and then the arteries walls build up with a plaque. This plaque generally consists of the build-up of fatty deposit along the innermost layer of the arteries, which will then, this plaque, it will break off and form a blood clot that can completely block the blood flow to the heart muscle, causing a heart attack. So that's why it's important for a person to always do this checkups now and then to see if the heart is still within a good condition, the muscles are, and the vessels are not damaged.
Okay. And what are some of the symptoms a person would typically experience when they're having a heart attack? You know, what must one look out for?
We should firstly note that as people, we react differently to when we are having any diseases or when he's suffering the heart attack. But the most common symptoms of a heart attack is sudden chest pain, which can result into the heart attack. These also other symptoms, it also includes an overwhelming sense of anxiety, shortness of breath, feeling lightly headed and dizzy, abdominal pain, feeling sick or vomiting out of gradually or out of nowhere, also sweating. They also, with regards to the chest pain, is that they can spread to your shoulders, arms, neck, so, or feel like a pressure and a tightness, discomfort, or squeezing. So that's why it's important every day we need to take a break in between whatever we are doing. We listen to our body, we listen to our heart to see if it is still beating in a normal way, and also if we are fine or we are running out of breath. Because once we see that there might be any change with regards to how our heart is operating or as well as with our body, we can then pick up that we might be having early signs of heart attack, which we can then request immediate assistance that can prevent the severity of heart attack.
Okay. And Sean Hassani, what are the treatments or procedures that can be used to treat a heart attack?
Currently, there is three treatments that can be done to treat a heart attack. It's medicine, it's devices, and also it's surgical procedures. So when it comes to medication, they're generally given to treat certain conditions that contribute to heart attack. So these conditions include blood pressure or the cholesterol treatment. And also there are treatments that can also help with clot-busting medication, which are used to dissolve the blood clots in the blood arteries as well as veins. There are also medications that can improve blood flow to the heart as well as the other organs, which will then also improve the rhythm as well as the strength with which the heart contracts. With regard to the medication, there is also something we call anticoagulant as well as antiplatelet medication, which can help prevent blood clots from forming. But when you take this medication, we should first discuss with our doctor or pharmacist to ensure that it is the correct medication that we are taking, mm-hmm. and also at the correct dosage. With regards to the second treatment, which is devices, there is some surgery treatment that are done where they insert devices. So some common examples include angioplasty and stents, which widens and narrowed or block arteries. With regards to surgery, there is a coronary bypass surgery that's done. In this surgery, what they do, the doctor, is that they then take a blood vessel from your leg or arm. It's used to bypass a narrowed section of a coronary artery, which will then improve the blood flow.
Right. So that's what we call a bypass operation. You know, if you hear that somebody has gone to hospital and they've had a heart bypass, that's technically what's happened.
Yes, they bypass some certain veins or vessels that are probably having blood clots so that they can improve the blood flow.
Right. Now, Shonisani, if a person has experienced a heart attack recently or knows someone who had a heart attack, what are recovery tips that you would advise for these people?
With regards to the recovery, we should note that it does take about 2 weeks to about 8 weeks, depending on a person, to recover. So after having a surgery, we should take it slow, which means that we shouldn't be participating in extensive exercises mm-hmm. that might cause the heart, put a strain on the heart. The other thing that we should do as well is we need to make sure that we eat heart-healthy diet, which will then protect our heart and blood vessels from any further damage. Mm-hmm. So we can do this by eating food that are having fruits and vegetables, legumes, lean protein, and also avoid food that are high in fat, as well as those with high in salt, because those ones, they can increase the blood cholesterol as well as blood pressure, which will then put a strain on the heart
again.
When it comes to exercises, we should consult with biokinetics to see which exercises will help us, which will help us with improving our heart health. Because also, as I said earlier on, participating in extensive exercises might put the harm into the heart. And also we should avoid stressing, because stressing does increase the blood pressure, which will then affect the recovery period. And also we should consult with the doctor on how long should we be on bed rest before we can participate in any activities.
Right. Well, that makes sense. And heart attacks in a majority of cases can be prevented. How can we go about preventing our hearts from, or preventing heart attacks?
As I mentioned earlier on, also health eating is part of preventing heart attack. The great news is that up to 80% of heart disease stroke that happened before the age of 70 years, it can be prevented by simple choosing healthier behaviors and also treating conditions such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, as well as diabetes. We can then also participate in exercising regularly, which we recommend that it is recommended that we should do about 150 minutes of exercises weekly. We should not smoke, we should not vape, and also we should stop drinking alcohol, as well as to manage day-to-day stress, because also stress, as I mentioned earlier on, they do contribute to worsening the heart problems. And also, if we are obese, we should work on losing some weight so that we can maintain a healthy weight.
Right. So there are a whole lot of good tips. It boils around and boils down to lifestyle.
Yes, they all come back to lifestyle at the end of the day. But if you haven't adopted a healthy lifestyle, we can start gradually until we get there. Because remember, at the end of the day, we need to make it a lifestyle or a daily thing so that at least we can improve daily, as well as to make sure that it's for the whole life, not for a certain period. Because once we start adopting a healthy lifestyle, we reduce the risk of getting heart attack as well as other heart diseases.
That makes sense. And Shonisani, last question is, where can listeners get more advice on healthy living, dietary recommendations, and information about the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
They can visit our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. They can also visit our media pages at Facebook, it's at HeartStrokeSA. On X, it's at HeartStroke. And on Instagram, it's at HeartStrokeSA. They can also call us on our chat line or head office at 021 0422-1586.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very, very much. And we'll chat again next week, Tuesday.